plagued a potential nugget.
I want to talk about CDO, Abhijit, Chief Digital Officer. That's a term that comes up quite often. I talk to some of my search consulting friends, and clearly it's a role that a lot of companies are hiring. How do you think about that? I mean, and what mistakes do you see people making as they think about this role, Chief Digital Officer? Is it one person that should play the role, or is it a mindset, or is it a combination of the two?
You know, I think what having a particular person in charge does is that it puts a little bit more of attention and resources that the company needs to invest in. So there was a point of time where, so let's say when an organization creates a chief learning officer, it's a misnomer to think that chief learning officer is the person who becomes the one person who understands it all. Absolutely not. But what it does is, can the person build the ability or the excitement and belief in the organization that all of us can be our own CLOs, you know, so you can create your own methods of learning, you can experiment, you can create content, do all that. That, I think, is the role of the CLO to be able to facilitate. So in the same breath, when you are talking about having a CDO, the CDO's role is to actually create the culture in which the nuances of the digital world are understood, you know, creates awareness of the board. Let's say on things like cybersecurity, there's very little until you understand what that could possibly mean, you know, and the kind of impact of that on the brand, on the talent, on various things. It's very hard for you to actually craft a strategy around that. And a lot of times, you know, the board may have people who are not necessarily that familiar with the shifts in the digital space. That's the kind of education. So in many ways, the CDO, at least in the initial stages, is going to be educating people about really the impact and possibilities and scope of the shift and talking about how to navigate that. Hmm. So the CDO today is really the map maker of this new world.
And for a minute, if I were to go back to my past and wear my search consultant's hat, in terms of what would success look like for a digital officer coming into the company, what are the kind of things the person would demonstrate in a 12 to 18 months or maybe a longer time frame from an outcome standpoint?
So I think the first thing is, you know, I'll go back to my term that it's an and world. So, you know, you will have the analog and the digital coexist.
Right.
And, you know, we talk about a two-speed world, that there is the traditional business as usual, and there is the, you know, the new world out there which is emerging. Over, you know, so most organizations will go through the transition where you create the new world, and, you know, maybe in the first year, your revenue coming out of the new world, you know, the digital world is only going to be single digits. And there's going to be a point of time when, as this grows, you know, it is going to replace the old model. And that's the kind of transition, except for the fact that in the case of the digital shift, the time to make that happen is like incredibly crunched. One way to sort of look at it is if you think about, you know, sort of the growth of the e-books, you know, and Kindle and all of that. I mean, go back 5 years, 7 years, and you'll sort of see that there was a point of time people said, this is a fad. I mean, who will ever not want to read a paperback? And, you know, there's a tactile feel to it, which is true. I mean, you know,
when digital cameras came in, right? The people said,
exactly the
I want
point
to feel the photograph.
I want to feel the photograph. And what happened to that? You know, so there are millions of people. So it's a habit which is being formed. Mm-hmm. Obviously, habit forming takes time. Adoption takes time. But in the digital world, it's so easy to form the habit. You know, also think about it, you know, about 5 years back, if I had said, will you put up your photograph on a website which millions of strangers will look at? And most people would have said, absolutely not. I love my privacy. And look at what people are doing today. We are sending our photographs all over the space on WhatsApp and like a million other devices and a million other platforms. And think about the fact that we are leaving behind digital footprints which we are not even aware of. And the other day, I was chatting with one of the senior leaders who said that, you know, I'm extremely particular about my digital footprint. And therefore, for me, privacy is of supreme importance. So I asked him that, did you ever have a profile on Orkut, you know, which is the older social networking site?
Yeah.
And he said, yes, I did. And I said that, so what happened to that profile? He says, gosh, good that you reminded me, because I haven't used it in 4 years. I think I've forgotten the password. And this is the whole point, that, you know, there's a truckload of photographs you've got there, connections, data point, this or that, conversations, all of which remain. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we forget the one time you wanted to get a deal and you sign up and put your email address there and you create a password which you repeat somewhere else and then you repeat it in a more important site. All this is exactly where, you know, the world is going. So it's a new world which we will have to get used to, and we'll have to learn the new grammar.
Got it.
But I don't think we have a choice.
That's true. There's clearly a inevitability sounds fatalistic, but clearly there's a possibility there, right?
Totally.
For all of us to grow into.
A lot of leaders do a good job of getting hold of the low-hanging fruit around digital. Marketing spend, customer channels, sales, and so on. But the real opportunity is in looking at digital in a holistic way, right from the board all the way to the various functions ranging across HR, legal, finance, and so on. This is clearly one of those roles where the impact can be a big function of the stature and the caliber of the person coming to the role, and whether the person has a seat on the table or not. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play to Potential.